From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. For the purposes of making the state water plan, Texas is divided into 16 planning regions. If you're hearing this program on your radio, you live in one of two regions. Region D contains most of Northeast Texas. Lamar, Delta, Hunt, Van Zandt, and all counties east of those are in Region D. Region C is centered around the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It includes Fannin, Collin, Rockwall, and Kaufman counties. When it comes to water planning, there's a constant tension between these two regions. That tension comes from Dallas needing or wanting more and more water, and Northeast Texas needing or wanting to protect its natural resources from development for the sake of serving Dallas. The biggest manifestation of this tension between the two regions has been around the proposal for a reservoir in Red River and Titus counties. The Northeast Texas Regional Group opposes what has become known as the Marvin Nichols Reservoir. The DFW Regional Group supports the idea. The Texas Water Development Board approved both the Region C plan that included Marvin Nichols and the Region D plan that did not. That inconsistency was noticed by Ward Timber, a company based in Linden. It's not hard to understand why Ward Timber opposes the reservoir. Marvin Nichols would flood about 30,000 acres of increasingly rare bottomland hardwood forest. It would also flood about 42,000 acres of land that includes some mixed forest. Ward Timber filed suit against the Water Development Board because of the board's approval of the conflicting regional plans. Ward Timber won at the local level, and that ruling was upheld in May of last year by an appellate court. Thus, the decision stands, meaning that the Water Board must decide what to do about the conflicting regional plans before publishing its next state plan. The DFW Planning Group doesn't meet until late April, but the Northeast Texas Group meets this Wednesday in Mount Pleasant. It remains to be seen whether the group will continue its opposition to the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir. One person who's been following the process is State Senator Bob Duell. His district includes parts of both Region C and Region D. So what does Duell think of the Marvin Nichols proposal? He's not a supporter, though he discusses the matter in terms deferent to the Water Board's governing authority. Duell presents himself not so much as an unequivocal foe of Marvin Nichols, but more of a proponent of alternatives.
The Marvin Nichols Lake, 75,000 acres. There are some other sites I actually like better. The Parkhouse, two Parkhouse reservoirs, which are between Fannin County and Marvin Nichols, to me makes a better sense. I don't know which will happen. Marvin Nichols is mostly hardwood forest. It's our last remaining large hardwood forest. It is 75-80% owned by insurance investment companies back east. They just want a fair dollar. There are timber companies that are concerned that about the loss of the timber revenue. There's some private property owners. All of that is in there. Parkhouse makes more sense to me because there's less hardwood timber forest.
So what are the two proposed George Parkhouse reservoirs? We'll discuss that next week here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.